At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Falcons beat the Saints 24-10 on a Falcon Monday, guys. We are live at Eagle Watch Golf Club. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to take a few phone calls at 404-726-0929 as we talk to you about how you felt yesterday after you saw this offense kind of come to life and doing some different things. Again, 60% of the snaps from our quarterback were under center. And you go, all right, well, what's the big deal? The big deal is Mike and I have been saying, hey, can our quarterback do a little bit of that? Can Michael Penix do a little bit of that?
Right.
And he did a little bit, but we've been nowhere near. We haven't had one game this season where Penix has had 60 or 70% under center.
The worst quarterback from the Michael Penix draft class is J.J. McCarthy by any metric. His stats, completion percentage, touchdown, interception ratio. A person posted his numbers going, y'all are talking about Penix Jr. Like, no, guys, from our lips to the radio transmitter to your speaker, something's getting lost in translation. We're not saying Penix is a bad quarterback. We're saying, why didn't you try to develop some of the things tactically that you need to do to be a complete quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah.
Because he was under center at times. We looked it up. He played under center at Washington. But why, for some reason, is there a disconnect with how we operate with him and then when you see Kirk Cousins out there? That's what we're talking about. Because when you have the running backs we have, the play action under center, that's pivotal. That just makes it work better. That's it. We want to help. And if anything, Carl, it helps Michael Penix get receivers. You come out, you freeze the corners of the linebackers for a split second, and now things open up because they respect the run game. You can't get that same action in the pistol. I'm sorry.
No.
Everybody. Drew Brees said it before. Kurt Warner said it. If you don't like Dan Orlovsky on the pecking order, these are all guys who said the pistol doesn't work like you think it does.
Well, mixed in within your offense.
Correct. Not exclusively.
Correct. In play action, it works because it's a different look. With that said, it's something we're discussing. Good win. Look, I'll take it. I do not care. We are happy today in the ATL that our team, first of all, beat the Saints. Secondly, we snapped a five-game losing streak. Desperately needed to do that, so I'm happy. But it also raises so many damn questions about, okay, where has this been?
And again, we also have to temper it because the Saints are a really bad team. He still went on the road and won in the NFL against an arch rival in a divisional game. Carrie, one of our listeners, says Falcons went 0-5 without Divine Diablo.
This is true.
They said he comes back, he's the glue. Now, I will say this. Everything we're talking about schematically with the quarterback, the linebacker core just flows when Divine Diablo's in there because he can do all the things that, you know, let's be honest,
dude.
JT Bertrand can't do and other guys that have tried.
Yeah, he's a dude. Glad to have him back, man. And he played with a club on yesterday, if you didn't see it.
See that glove?
He had it all wrapped up. It didn't matter. Like, no use of fingers, okay? Just all arms, and I'm clubbing people, and I'm just trying to make plays. But it was good to have him back out there. We're going to talk plenty more about the Falcons. Want to hear you at 404-726-0929. Noah got a couple of folks holding on. Ron, thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking?
Hey, man, you guys are dead on the money. I mean, what in the world did the Falcon organization do? They draft this kid. and then they were supposed to sit him on the bench for a year or two. Let this other quarterback, he's a good quarterback, you saw it. He played under center. The head fake down the middle when he did the play fake worked like a charm. The dude can still throw a football. Am I right?
Yes, 50 yards to Mooney in the air. Yeah, 50 yards in the air.
I'm telling you, it was like Warren Moon to Billy White Shoe Johnson. Come on. It was awesome.
But it was awesome.
But the kid can throw the football. I mean, the guy can throw the football. And then, you know, you take – I mean, the guy's going to be good, but now he's hurt all of a sudden again. 9 games into the season, 10, whatever it is, now he's out for the season. Something's bad wrong with the organization, man. To make this happen, to make us believe that this is going to be our future, and all of a sudden it flip-flopped on him.
Ron,
I
think it shows us something. Thank you so much for listening, man, in a phone call. It shows us there's a lot of work to do. It shows us, to Mike's point, that Michael Penix was not ready for the season, and then we got into the season, and I always tell you guys this. You don't change in the middle of a season what you're doing. Okay? I know everybody's like, oh, we should do this, this, and this, and this for the offense. That's what the offseason's for. So there's a lot of work to be done. Now the question bears, or at least, you know, it raises the question of, Mike, once he gets back, how soon can you get him acclimated to what you want to do with this offense? And by the way, if he's not back for the first 4 weeks of the season, is this thing running smoothly? What does it look like next year? I don't know. But I told you 2 weeks ago, for everybody saying, oh, we're moving on from Kirk Cousins. He's under contract, and it may be the best option for this football team moving forward under the circumstances of Penix being injured. But I just think, Ron, it says to us there's a lot of work still to be done with Michael Penix.
Right, and this is the question. A guy just hit us up on the text line. Other guys on Twitter saying, look, let's be honest. They had to take some of the plays out of the playbook. OC had to trim the playbook significantly for Penix. Perhaps. We don't know that. The media will ask that of Zach Robinson this week. Kirk opens up more. Guys, Kirk was not ready to start the season last year, then got into a great groove, and then got injured.
Right.
Penix comes in, was not ready for prime time, should have won the Commanders game, did enough to beat Carolina last year.
Yep.
And then this year, inexplicably, a quarterback who needs reps never gets anything in the preseason. That's on the coaching staff. You're telling me that you did – he had Zach Robinson figure out, hey, maybe I should be on the sideline in the preseason. We didn't have to wait till the fourth game of the freaking year for it, right?
No, man. It's
that's coaching. This goes back to the fundamental problems with this coaching staff.
It's mind-boggling. It is. As good as the win feels and the fact that we beat the Saints, hi, Saints fans, this is still something that makes us scratch our heads. Big O, is Bob there or is he gone? Is Bob there? If he is, I want to talk to him. He's gone? All right, I just wanted to make sure we weren't missing him. He is. Okay, Bob, I wanted to make sure we got him on because he was holding patiently. Bob, man, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's your thoughts on this, Bob?
Hey, man, thanks so much. I love this win. I'm happy that I wanted Penix to succeed, and I think he will in the long run, but I'm glad we got Kirk to fall back on, and I'm just thankful he picked up his play, and I'm just hoping he can continue to do this so we can win straight through all the rest of the games. I'm holding hope real tight that we can do that. I'm 68, been looking for something good all these years.
Yes. Bob, we need something to hang our hat on. Look, Cousins is playing for his future. He still believes he's a starter in this league, and whether it's here or somewhere else, Mike, as I've been saying this,
right,
he's playing for something. But this team is also playing for something. You know, for all the things that we thought about this football team and the expectations and all the stuff we discussed, these guys are prideful, man. They don't. You think they want to lose out the rest of the way? You think they want to lose 7 more weeks of the season? They don't. So I'm with you. I am holding out hope that Cousins can continue to play at a high level. My issue is, can we get out of our own way with some of the stupid coaching issues that we've had during this 5-game losing streak? Clock management issues we've had during this losing streak. Can we get off the field or continue to stay on the field on third down situations with the offense where for a month, Atlanta, over a month, we were the worst third down conversion offense in the league? Can you get past all of that stuff if you can and Cousins plays well, Mike,
right,
we put ourselves in a good situation.
But this goes back to, you know, we decided to do both of these quarterbacks. Only the Falcons could turn this into this kind of a crazy soap opera. And I hate this because I hate to go down that road of Falconitis and, you know, well, it's the Falcons. But it is. It's the frigging Falcons. You know, this is why Fontenot wanted Penix. We were under the impression, D-Led always told us for 2 years, no, that, and the coaching staff and Raheem wanted Cousins because they were familiar with his time in Washington. They thought he was the fit. It just, it drives you freaking crazy. Maybe Bo Nix would have been a better guy to sit behind. Or maybe you just say, look, whatever hell that was with Kirk Cousins, you say that Penix still isn't ready. But the coaching staff can't even make the determination. Okay, Penix can sit another year. Kirk will start. But was there, and no one ever said anything. Maybe the media didn't ask the right questions. Everybody said, oh, no, Kirk's fine. He's the backup now. Well, why did you make him the backup if Penix isn't ready to be the starter? That's a fundamental question.
It is.
Because you don't have Penix up to speed with the things that a quarterback needs to do. Under center, that's got to be a part of his
repertoire.
His repertoire. He cannot be strictly in the pistol. So a lot of questions about this, and that's why I say, is there a disconnect between the front office and how the coach Jeff manages the talent?
We're talking with you guys at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from our Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic here at Eagle Watch. Fun day today. They just told us that we have raised the amount of money in the break there that they were aiming for. I think it's almost $40,000 or so.
Right.
Pets for Vets, which is amazing. So thanks to all of you who have given for an amazing cause. But, yeah, a lot of fun here today at Eagle Watch. All right, more of your calls to get to here on the show. We will certainly continue to talk Falcons, Mike. Coming up, though, we got to talk about the Dogs and we got to talk about Georgia Tech. And you said it, Lane Kiffin. It is just looming. It is a weight on the shoulders of Ole Miss and their fans, because the reports came out over the weekend about Lane being offered $90-plus million to go to LSU. He says, and they say, this decision will become official after the Egg Bowl. I believe the decision's already been made.
Right.
But they're playing this game as if, oh, you know, after we beat Miss State, and they better beat Miss State, he's making the decision. And I think there are some people who are speaking of Bob holding out hope, Mike, that think he's going to come out after the game and go, oh, I'm staying at Ole Miss. And, okay, then that means Ole Miss is paying him 100-plus mil.
If you think there's going to be some sort of Hollywood ending, you know, guys, I'm staying here in Ole Miss. The decision would have – they would have locked him up.
Yep.
He's shopping himself around. He's getting all the flirtations. He's getting the ego stroke. He's getting the family on the private jet to go visit Gainesville. And, look, I think LSU is the best place because you get the best talent. I mean, yes, now in this new world of the transfer portal, and you could argue, Carl, that anybody who's one of the elites in the SEC can get the kind of talent he needs. To me, LSU's always operated at a higher level.
I agree.
As far as the talent in state, what they get in East Texas – you know, so that you're there, and you just need to find a good defensive coach, because that's, to me, the only thing, if I'm an LSU fan, is what kind of defense is Lane Kiffin bringing to my team? Because he hasn't had elite defenses anywhere he's coached.
By the way, they're saying it's Ole Miss, and again, if you keep up with this stuff, but they're saying it's one of, if not the greatest seasons in more than 60 years for an Ole Miss program.
Okay? Right.
And that is why he's the hottest, you know, coach right now in college football. Either way.
Remember when Dan Mullen and Hugh Freeze had both Mississippi programs kicking butt in the top 10?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
And that's the thing. I said this to you on Friday. That's the heartbreaking part for Ole Miss fans. You're never going to get this. This guy is a one in a million as far as the personality, uniting the fan base, the offensive strategy. Who are you going to find? Can you find? Because now you have to pivot and find that next guy from a smaller school that doesn't have the juice.
No doubt. Hey, man, we're coming back. We're going to dive in. The Dogs win, and as they get ready for Georgia Tech, rivalry weekend, I love it. But I hate that Georgia Tech lost the way they did, because it takes a little bit off of what this thing might mean on Saturday down at Mercedes-Benz. Hey, want to remind you, we are your home for college football in Atlanta Saturday at 8 a.m. We get the day started with College Football Game Time, brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. They were out here today at our tournament. Visit WindowNation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and much more, guys. It's where fans shop. The guys will get you ready. It's Ohio State at Michigan. Great rivalry, followed by Notre Dame at Stanford. We've got all the games for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So it feels good when everybody does their job.
Do your effing job.
Yeah. And it feels good when your field goal kicker does his job. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons beat the Saints yesterday on a Falcon Monday. We're going to talk plenty more college football throughout the course of the week. Dogs win 35-3. Georgia Tech falls 42-28. It was ugly. Haynes King, 27 of 41, 257, two touchdowns, two picks, but that included a pick six. Kid rushed for 76 yards. If you didn't see the picks on there, it would be a traditional kind of game for Haynes King this season.
Right.
But unfortunately, it eliminates them from reaching the ACC championship game, which they desperately needed to do to secure their place in the college football playoff. Now, craziness has happened, but you need a bunch of help. And now, Mike, as we've said, the ACC is only probably going to get one team in the college football playoff.
Yeah, the scenarios, we talked about Miami, and Miami handled their business this weekend. But, yeah, as I said, it's so funny because it's normally Georgia Tech fans that are counting how many stories about Georgia over Georgia Tech. Now I got Georgia fans. Why are you talking so? Because this is a great story, because Tech hasn't been this good in many years. You know, you got to go back to the Orange Bowl team for Paul Johnson. And I think Georgia fans, better for Georgia, they play a higher-ranked Georgia Tech anyway.
Agreed.
You know, if there's anything that could come down to a tiebreaker for the wackos in the college football playoff committee. But, no, I was excited about this game. I thought that, you know, as Day-Day laid out, all the chips were there for the taking. And Mason Heinschel, this 18-year-old kid who was basically getting scholarships from, like, Jerkwater State.
Yeah.
I bet you now there'll be some teams coming after this kid. You know, I presume he's going to stay loyal to Pitt. He looked like a rock star. Jakarian Turner rushes for 201 yards. We knew that Tech's defense was struggling. The only traction Tech ever got in this game is when they dialed up the blitz, which then, of course, left them vulnerable for that run up the middle.
Yeah, look, I just can't not talk about Brent Key in this moment. And the main thing is, you know, you've had some wobbles on the road. You were able to overcome it. But this is devastating at home. It's devastating because you were sold out. Everybody was anticipating your team showing up. And in the blink of an eye, you're down 28-0.
Right.
Sometimes, Mike, Football happens, man. I've seen it, been a part of it, talked to coaches who've been a part of it, talked to players who've been a part of it. You look up, games just get out of control, and you're like, what just happened, right? But for Brent Key in this moment, this is, unfortunately, a reflection of where you are and where your program is in the biggest moment of the program in the last decade. And so that is part of this, and we love this dude, man. He is solid. He's a straight shooter. I think anybody that's been around Brent Key, and if kids that are listening and they're like, yeah, Georgia Tech's recruiting me, dude, he knows what he's doing.
Right.
But this was one of those moments where you just needed to show up, Mike, and to be embarrassed at home, that just didn't sit right.
Yeah, and, you know, again, you know, punt. You trade punts with Pitt, then you punt, they punt. Then Pitt goes on that big explosive play, the touchdown, the pass play. Then you go forward on fourth, you can't get it. They just, nothing looked special at times about Haynes King in that first half.
Good
then
call.
Then he kind of got it turned on, and it was frustrating because I just felt that, man, look at that. You know, the uncharacteristic interception, another three and out. You can't get it. And then, as we said, then all of a sudden the light went on with Georgia Tech sideline. Okay, let's just, we'll come back either with our shield or on it. We're going to start blitzing, and we'll live with the blitz. And they did. And then Heisel wasn't as effective. And that way, they kind of shut him down. It's just very frustrating because, as you said, never saw – I don't know. Did you feel that Tech was a year ahead of schedule? No, we felt no. If you're going to do anything, you're going to have to do it with Haynes King next year, presuming, you know, Philo's going to be under center, but you're going to turn over some of your roster. And Haynes King was a huge part of what you did the last few years.
I will say this. Learning how to win these games is a part of this process of becoming great. And say all you want, Georgia Tech hadn't been great for a long time.
Right.
They've been good. They've been good here and there. They haven't been great. There's not been sustained greatness where year in and year out we're talking about Tech being a contender, being a national championship contender, being an ACC champion. And you have to learn how to win these games. And what I mean by that, you may say, well, yeah, but this wasn't even the ACC championship game. Doesn't matter. It felt like it should have been. You needed this one more than you probably needed that one. You just needed to be in the ACC championship game to allow the pundits, Mike, to look at you differently.
Right.
They got to learn how to win these games. And I said this earlier, for all the crap that Kirby gets, and I'm not talking about the state of Georgia, he gets it outside of Georgia. They win these games, man. They have learned how to win these games. And did Kirby go through his lumps? He did. They didn't win all the time when he first got there. But I just think, Mike, that is the difference between a guy like that and where Brent Key and his program is right now. And once they get there, and I do think Brent's going to get it done, that's going to be the difference.
But that's the thing, like Coach London with UVA, right? He's got to figure out how
that's
to.
Right.
But here's the thing: when you get to be where Georgia Tech was, when you're in the top 12, you got to grab the brass ring.
Got to get it.
You're not same thing with Norvell that year with FSU. Of course, the injuries and then the playoff committee. But how many opportunities are you going to get? Because the thing with Tech, the great debate was always, well, with Paul Johnson that offense, you're going to have recruiting cycles. Maybe once every 4 or 5 years, you're going to make a run. But nobody wants to root for that. You want to feel you got a shot every year. So it hurts right now. Maybe we're too close to it with Tech because we had high hopes of initially Tech being undefeated when they played Georgia. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. They started to wobble against Wake. You talked about the Boston. Inexplicably, to give up that many points to Boston College.
Yeah.
So there were some things that were trending the wrong way for Tech before this game with Pitt.
There was. And again, the whole extension thing, slow your roll. Like, I know they're not, and I know they'll probably get one, but this is why I've said, let's win before we start handing out these big checks. And that's just not Brent Key. That's a lot of these guys in college football right now. 404-726-0929. But a lot of people are so afraid that they're going to lose their coach. They want to do it, Mike. And, you know, ultimately you'll have a situation where a guy wins a lot, but he doesn't win big.
Right.
And that is the difference. All right, man. As we're talking about the Falcons, want to mention one other thing, and that is do your job. Zane Gonzalez, Mike. 3 for 3 on field goals. He's now 6 for 6 on field goals. 6 for 6
right.
Extra points since taking over as the Falcons kicker.
So far, so good.
So all of a sudden, this thing that was hampering us is not anymore.
Right.
Zane Gonzalez has stepped in and he's doing his job. You mentioned it. What is a 58-yarder yesterday?
56-yard kick. You know, granted, indoors in the Superdome, but he made it. Now this guy's
their kicker was hot garbage.
Oh God, he was missing things. I mean, just all over the place. Now Zane's been a journeyman. He's been all over the place. He had the most traction with Arizona back in 2018. He's bounced around the league. He was with the Commanders last year. Maybe he's going to find himself a home. We all know that kickers are quirky. They go through these bad spats, and they finally get some traction.
Sure.
You know, Prater was like that early in his career with us before he finally became the man in Denver. So it happens. But again, if we don't have the kicker things, and again, this is macro, this isn't micro, this is on the GM in the front office. You don't get to overtime against the Bucks. You don't get the extra point against the Patriots. These are things that mattered. They came back to bite you because you never had your kicking game in order. Now, okay, we feel good about the guy. That's what I'm saying. It's so frustrating. We lost five games, four of them very winnable, and you've let the Bucks slip out of your grasp because the Buccaneers are talking about leaking. The Bucks have got injuries. We just talked about, is it an AC joint they're saying on Baker Mayfield? So that's what makes it even more frustrating. We've got enough talent to do the things you talked about defensively. We've got some skill position players. One quarterback can get some of these guys involved. One quarterback struggles with it. And guys are getting honest about, you guys are killing Penix. Well, what did you think Penix was the last three games? Wasn't freaking great? Guys, I was in Berlin. He was hitting guys. The accuracy wasn't there. There's a lot of things that Michael Penix has to improve on. No, he's not as bad as J.J. McCarthy, no. But there's things that need to happen for the fluidity of this offense. He's got to be able to do some of the things they haven't asked him to do yet.
Yeah, and Mike.
That's my beef. Well, I'm not saying Michael Penix can't be a star in the NFL, but they didn't help him in this preseason, in my estimation.
Yeah, and that's my biggest complaint. It's not that Michael Penix is a bust. He's far from it. And God willing, he comes back from this knee injury, Mike, and he's stronger, and his knee is better. As it, you know, a lot of big ifs. No. Look, there's no debating that. But I also think my biggest issue is that the things that make this offense work, you are not willing to force him to do or to be great at. You settled. That's how it feels to me. That's my biggest issue. You just said, shotgun. Go ahead and run a shotgun. Pistol. Go ahead and run the pistol. You didn't say, that's not really what's going to make us effective as we need to be. I need you to take at least 30, 40% of these snaps under center, and we got to get to work on that. You settled. That bothers me because now you're, to Mike's point, you are not allowing him to be as good as he can be, and therefore now we're being critical of his performance because we're saying, wait a minute, well, how's Cousins stepping in here and doing this, and it looks different? And the guy that's been in there, you know, since the start of the season hasn't looked as fluid. That gets back to scheme, coaching, and working a guy into a system that makes him comfortable.
No, I mean, we heard Kurt Warner talked about this earlier in the year. We talked about, you know, ESPN. Arlovsky did those videos for ESPN and pulled him down. And then you had, you know, Drew Brees. Now, I was doing the radio simulcast, and then this morning I watched the Drew Brees broadcast, and Drew Brees goes, man, look at this offense. It just works so much better when they can come up with the run game and the passing game out of the play action.
Yeah. Can I say something, too? Give me Brees any day of the week on a Falcons broadcast over Jonathan Vilma, okay?
I thought Brees was pretty good.
Any day of the week.
I got to be honest, Brees was really good.
He was. I had no issues with him. There was none of this bias, and if anybody can be biased, it could be Drew Brees. He's just not that dude. Mike and I have said this. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Right.
But I also just think, Mike, he did what good quarterbacks in that position do in calling a game. And I say that because I hate Jonathan Vilma, and I don't hate anybody. I hate when he calls our games. It's so biased. It's so evident. When he's like, oh, the Falcons didn't make that play. And you're like, really, bro? That's how you're going to say it? I mean, why can't it just be like an incomplete pass? Oh, the Falcons receivers, it went right through his hands. He should have made that. It's like, it's so obvious Vilma hates us.
Right. And look, I put a video up. I said to Carl earlier, a couple guys got a kick out of it, saying maybe a perfect sport for Kyle Pitts would be volleyball because he's got a great ability to move balls, not catching them, but up in the air. And that's an important part of volleyball. Pitts, I'm so frustrated with Pitts. That was one of the constants. We saw the Pitts. We saw the special teams gaps allowing huge returns. So those things have still not been corrected with this team. Maybe, Carl, they never will this season.
What's coming up in Guy Talk?
All right, man. We got trouble in Bill Belichick land. Apparently, his girlfriend's saying she's going to sue somebody.
Who?
I'm going to find out. It's called a tease. We'll find out who she's suing.
Oh, you get ready to find out.
You're going to find out, Jack.
Okay.
Fool around and find out. Also coming up, talked about J.J. McCarthy. Well, again, you think we're being hard on Michael Penix Jr.? This guy's generating thousands of memes. We'll explain next. Coming up in Guy Talk, live guys from Eagle Watch up here in Woodstock, where we raised over $40,000 to help Pets for Vets. Having a great day today and a Monday.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, to play is play. Guys, it could be worse. You know, we're talking about Michael Penix Jr. and how he was looking before he got injured, unfortunately. Now we won't see him again until next year. Guys are doing the numbers on J.J. McCarthy. There's an article
in
Barstool Sports saying J.J. having one of the worst seasons in NFL history, and the internet is having a blast with it. 12 for 19, 87 yards, 2 interceptions, 0 touchdowns. That's a bad line, Carl.
It is.
That's a bad day in the office.
Look, I told you guys after the Bears game, you got to go back to the first game of the season. He had one good quarter. Everybody lost their mind. And I said this to either you guys or,
right.
or another
we talked about it on the program.
Yeah, and Mike, the thing is this. He played for a coach who develops quarterbacks in college. And they didn't throw the ball.
And they never trusted him, save for one time against Ohio State, to throw the ball. The numbers, they were very pedestrian numbers. That was a question. So, again, as much as we've talked about the struggles this year, and again, I put this on Zach Robinson. There's tough love. We talked about Shanahan. We'll talk more about this at 5 o'clock. The things and the adjustments that Matt Ryan had to make later in his career when Shanahan came here to get the most out of him.
He was 30-plus.
Exactly. We'll talk about it. But J.J. McCarthy, there's one meme I want to show Carl real quick. You know that that James McAvoy movie where he plays the multiple personalities? J.J., when you intercept your interceptions, that wasn't me.
That was nine.
So, what did you buy that movie with him and all the multiple? Was it a bit much?
It was too much.
Was that M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie, too?
It may have been, yeah. Nine. Right. Yes, I think it was.
Yeah, there's a bunch of numbers. You can just Google J.J. McCarthy memes and you'll laugh. And again, you think Penix is believe me, is Joe Montana compared to what J.J. McCarthy's had. Bo Nix took a step back at times this year. I heard Mark Schlereth with Andy Randy last week saying that Bo Nix, Sean Payton has such faith and confidence in his defense that they're actually trying things, knowing they may fail with Bo Nix so they can be better prepared for the playoffs.
And I love it.
Because that's Sean Payton,
it.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, and Mike, that's... You do those things because it gives your quarterback confidence. It gives your team confidence that, hey, he's not afraid to dial up something different. But that tells you how good that Broncos defense is, man. I mean, like, seriously, they got dudes. You know who else has dudes? While you mentioned that just real quick, watching that game last night. Rams are loaded, bro. Yeah. They're defensively loaded.
Hey, how about Nate Landman goes to the Rams and now looks like freaking Dick Butkus?
Well, he played well here. They didn't think he was any good. They didn't want to pay him.
And then we go get, with all due respect, J.D. Bertrand, who's not really qualified.
Yeah, I love the Hammer, man. I'm glad for Nate Landman.
We had a great couple of conversations with him. His father came from Zimbabwe, then known as Rhodesia. But just a lot of fun. good for him. That's Les Snead. That's that personnel department. They make good decisions. They really do. All right, man. Back in May, Pablo Torre did a whole investigative podcasting on Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, basically saying that Carolina had essentially banned her from the football operations at the facility.
Oh, yeah.
And that Bill's own family was, quote, deeply worried she was bad for his legacy and reputation.
Remember.
Right. So this goes, remember, as Pablo Torre finds out. And then UNC came out and said, actually, no, she's allowed in the building. In very public relations speak, this is from Barstool, which made Torre's reporting look, well, maybe a little overhyped, a little overdramatic. Well, it's been a roller coaster, but that's from that that ill-fated CBS Sunday Morning interview that she squashed. They asked the question, how'd you meet? The initial story was they met on an airplane, and she didn't want to talk about it. Well, anyway, now another moment about Bill spotted at this co-ed adult cheerleading competition. And again, I don't know what's funnier, the fact that adults compete in this stuff or that Bill Belichick's actually watching this and she plays, competes for a team called Code Black. Check us out. We're fierce.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
Code Black?
Their team is called Code Black.
Wow.
There's guys with glitter on their face and they do all this stuff. Well, now Jordan goes on social media and insinuates that she's going to be suing Pablo Torre.
Oh!
So what do you think of that?
Oh, state your source.
There was another story out there saying that rumors dropping alleging that Jen Belichick, the wife of Steve, daughter-in-law to Bill, read Bill the Riot Act in front of Steve, Bill, and Jordan herself for about 40 minutes. How that got public, I have no idea. Pablo Torre's been pretty good in getting his information.
He's great.
Hudson fires back. She posts on social media a selfie in her UNC all-access pass, wearing a cute little band necklace. You know, you get that at, like, Spencer Gifts. And tagging Pablo in the caption, P.S., I'm suing you, P.S.
Torre. Oh, okay. Look, man, and when I say state your source, that's a Trey Young soundbite when he was going at it with Patrick Beverly, who, oh, by the way, has his own legal issues.
Yes, okay? he's kind of – it's so off – it's bad. We can't even – there's nothing to joke around about what Patrick Beverly allegedly did to his sister, right?
Correct. So, state your source, though. I mean, like, seriously.
Right. So Pablo Torre shoots back with the Jordan, I assume this means you're declining my invitation to be a guest on Pablo Finds Out.
I love it.
He goes, either way, I look forward to hearing from you.
Man, look, when you start talking about these stories, and especially when they get as personal as these stories
yes.
he's been doing – you better be right.
Right.
You are.
Because you're setting yourself up for some serious, in this case, litigation. Well, we'll see. Well, now we're going to find out because Pablo's really gone someplace that other journalists, certainly he never went there when he was at ESPN,
no.
Which you and I always talked about, you know, what his editors were or the producers and how much control they had and sort of, I guess, censoring what he was trying to get out there because he's had some gold and he's pretty been accurate.
He's been great.
He's been on point with, I mean, almost everything we've seen so far. Meanwhile, did you watch any of the Montana State game this weekend?
I'm sorry?
Montana State.
I didn't see anything except Josh Allen kissing his girlfriend.
Yes, Wyoming loses to Nevada. Was it Nevada Wyoming lost to?
I believe so.
It was a low-scoring game. Montana State beats Montana in the 124th Brawl of the Wild. Here's the problem. Bobcats show the utmost disrespect, stomped all over their field and on their logo, and apparently disrespected the Grizz. You're not supposed to disrespect the Grizz.
Okay. If you
got a logo on the field, let's have someone spitting on it. I mean, they're granted Baker Mayfield. You can't plant something. You can't plant a flag in field turf.
Yeah.
We learned that. But Montana and Montana State went after, and then people got all fired up because there was the kind of hijinks you see after a game.
Were there wild buffalo at this game, Mike?
There were not wild buffalo at this game.
I'm just asking.
Now, what was going on? Who was the high school that had the brawl here in Georgia?
Gainesville
High School against Brunswick. Man, I only saw bits and pieces of it on Channel 5. I mean, you can't have that.
56 players are suspended from Gainesville's next playoff game this coming weekend.
No, 39. 39.
Pablo Torre correcting you, or it's 39.
No, yeah, they GHSA, I just literally just looked at a thing. 39 from Gainesville, but they are going to appeal. 9 times out of 10, though, they're not going to win that appeal.
No, I mean,
you get the video. The video doesn't – I mean, it was kind of out of control. We've seen more and more of this, unfortunately, in youth sports and in high school football and basketball. But, yeah, there's no place for it, man. It's a shame because the kids, as you said, some of these guys, last high school game they're going to play.
Yeah, I mentioned to you my high school team, I think it was a freshman.
Right.
We got into it with Jefferson High School. And it's like 42-6, third quarter, and it was like one of those dirty hits. and it just led to, like, our nose guard throwing their quarterback to the ground. And, Mike, you see on the film, I said this to Mike and Day-Day before we started the show today, our coach afterwards, because if you saw the film, both teams run onto the field, which is never good. Coaches run onto the field, which is never good. And coaches are engaging coaches, trying to get kids out. And bottom line is, I think two people got kicked out of the game. Should have been everybody. But it was like two people the refs saw physically,
right?
And because a helmet got thrown, it was crazy. And we get to, like, the film session. We win. We move on to, like, the next playoff game. And our coach, that film session was simply showing us the brawl. Everybody's quiet because everybody thinks, I'm not playing next game. We're about to be in the state quarterfinals, and I know I'm not playing because there's too much evidence on this film. And he runs the whole thing. The fight was insane. Lights come on. Everybody's waiting for him to say, you.
Are suspended, right?
He just goes, I never want to see that again. Let's go to work.
And Texas-sized discipline.
Everybody was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. But to my point, like, to this day, my friends and I still talk, somebody could have seriously gotten hurt in that thing, and you just never want to see it.
I've told Day-Day, you've only been working with us a year. Carl's heard the story. I'll make it brief. You know the handshake line at the end of any sporting competition? So we had played a playoff series with Levittown Division, one of our big rivals in high school, Carl, on Long Island. So it's the final game. We win. Big play at the plate. Collision. They take out our catcher, but the umpire calls out the runner. Game's over. We win. So now we got to go shake hands. So you hear him from the back of the line, shake my blanket hand, you blank blank. So really not the way. So sportsmanship, it's Billy, my buddy.
It's one of our best players. Athletes,
one of our players telling their players, hey, shake my blanket hand, you blank blank. Next thing you know, everybody starts swinging. And it's literally like, it was like a brawl. Like, it was like the Hanson brothers in Slapshot. Made the newspaper and the whole day. It was ugly. Parents had to come in. Bodies are flying. But yeah, it's I always been like, that's sportsmanship. Shake my blanket hand, you turd.
Yeah, it gets nasty. It can get nasty, man.
Hey, I got a breaking news story from TV Sports. We were just talking about this before we came on. By the way, we're live at Eagle Watch. Thank to everybody who came out for our Brown Grass Golf Championship, which supports Pets for Vets. We raised over 40 grand for Pets for Vets. And I think 17 under was the winning score.
Didn't you call that?
I said 17 under sounds about right. Guys, you know, when you're going to play golf and you're on the practice range, like I'm wearing like an Adidas golf pullover untucked with some like loose pants. The guys who come in and look like PGA guys, you know what I'm saying? You know, the guy that was a walk-on at Vanderbilt or so-and-so played at Georgia Southern, those guys. You know, the guys who win everything, like, you know, they know what they're doing.
They do win everything.
They walk around the green. They actually know the breaks.
That's
and then
correct.
Six those 5-foot
That's
putts
correct.
You and I were missing. So the Team Dukes and Bell, who's our teammates again? We had Mike and
Larry in the truck.
And Larry in the truck. We finished at 3-under, just 14 strokes back, Carl.
Yeah, man. Look.
And we used three of our mulligans.
But you know what? We were honest.
Yes. We didn't cheat. Not saying those other guys. I'm saying those other guys cheated. Hey, anyway, the news I was going to get to. Good friend of ours. I've known her since she was an intern at the Almighty 790, working with the Two Live Stews. Tremendously talented, brilliant, beautiful. L. Duncan. Andrew Marchand of the New York Post reporting that L. Duncan is going to be leaving ESPN to become the face of Netflix sports. So all of the content which Netflix is now getting involved in, NFL, NBA, et cetera, that L. Duncan's going to be running point on that stuff.
Yeah, they want her allegedly, and again, we'll have to get L. on to ask her about this. Nothing is official yet. Andrew's ahead of the game, though. He always gets these kinds of stories. But they're also, what ESPN would still like her to do some women's basketball stuff. So maybe she's still a part of that. But good for L., man. And look, we're at a stage in the world of sports where you see Amazon in the game. It's expanding.
Right.
Now they got the NBA. They got Thursday Night Football. It's only going to get bigger. Netflix is also going to get into this space, Mike, because they can. Netflix is the biggest studio in Hollywood now. And, you know, when you start talking about producing movies and all these TV shows, they got the money to do it. So if you want to drop coin on one of these sports leagues, you can do that. Or you want to get in to just certain games, you can do that. I don't know what the big picture is, but I'm happy for L.
Hey, man, wrapping things up, I'm going to give a shout-out to a fireman, Ken. You see there in the blue hat, you came over to say hi.
Oh, yes, he did.
Used to sit with us day-to-day at our old
station. He said you did jail time with him.
124. Well, we were in.
That's what he said.
That's Kenny. He's talking.
Oh, he's
like,
joking.
He's joking.
Oh, I thought he was for real. No. I thought you guys were in a cell together.
No. He was a proud fireman for many years. And I always tell Day-Day when I do my impression of my dad. Now, Kenny doesn't smoke. But when you hear my voice, that's Fireman Ken. Every time I see this guy, I feel like I'm talking to my dad. He's the one in Berlin who's like, I don't know if I should go with the hard hat or the Nacho Libre mask and the cape for the game.
What'd he wear?
He wore the cape to the game. Kenny wore a friggin' wrestling match, a mask, to the game in Berlin.
I love it.
Fans were going nuts. But he was with us. A lot of the pictures you saw at Mike Belli ATL. But great friends of us, the Byers family up here in Woodstock. His brother Bobby was a APD, and he was on the fire department for years. Anyway, thanks for coming out and supporting the Pets for Vets.
Thank you, Fireman Kenny.
Thanks,
you.
Fireman Ken. Good job.
I want to hear those jail stories later. All right, coming up, it was a jailbreak yesterday for our Falcons. They were victorious. The question is, why? How did it happen? And what's going on with our football team that makes you feel a little bit different today than you did before yesterday's game? We're live at Woodstock, guys. It's Eagle Watch Golf Club for our Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. It's Dukes and Bell.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.